For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. If you try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of shine. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. If you try to take it from me.
Welcome to Talk the Prospect. I am Gail Saunders here with Chris Malley, and we are fortunate to have Chad Moomin in the building. We are excited to see you. We saw you down at the Senior Bowl. I was a little geeked. You walked by us on the first day of the Senior Bowl, and I was like, I was asking Eagle fans, who do they want to see? Who do they want us to talk to? They're like, Chad Moomin. You walk right by me, and then it was destined, Chad. So welcome to the building.
No, thanks for having me. This is awesome. I mean, yeah, it's definitely destined kind of that we just kind of crossed paths right then. It's really cool.
Yeah, Chad, so excited to have you on. As an Eagles fan, we've been desperate to get some linebackers in here. And everyone was watching the Super Bowl, and they're seeing what your old teammate and friend Logan was doing. And everyone's like, please, Eagles, take Chad Moomin. And like people like all over Twitter were saying, Chris, like, if you have a chance to talk to Chad, like, you have to. I'm like, listen, like, we actually have him coming on Thursday. And I was telling people, like, I was like, this guy is like Captain America without the shield on the field. Like, he's the leader of the defense. The guy is always making consistent plays. So it's an absolute honor to have you on here, man, today. Thanks for coming on, taking some time out of your day. I mean, we're stealing you away from some sunshine. You're telling us that you're out in California right now while we're freezing in Philly. So thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem at all. I appreciate you guys having me. It's been awesome. A little opportunity.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're going to get started with the questions right here. So first one right here, path to the draft. What does your schedule and day look like as you prepare for the combine?
Yeah. So, I mean, kind of going day to day, it kind of varies, but, you know, typically in the morning, what we'll have is our running on our field near our facilities. And so, you know, after we get breakfast, we'll go on the field and start running, whether it's doing 40 work, shuttle, pro agility, you know, three cone drill. It's kind of just refining those little type of things as we're preparing for the combine. And then once we kind of complete that type of speed work, is we'll transition into more drill specific work. So doing all the linebacker drills that we'll have at the combine, just drills similar to that. So we're prepared going into it. And then kind of going after that, we'll come back for some lunch at our facilities, and then we'll go straight into our workout, either workout, you know, our bench, or we'll work out for testing our vertical, just things of that aspect to kind of prepare us for that sense. And then following that, we'll usually have either a film session with a coach that will come out here, Rick Minter, who actually used to be a coach for the Eagles. He would come out here. And he's been helping me out with linebacker stuff. And so we're either watching film or talking through interview prep. And so that's kind of the day-to-day type things that we'll go through. Then we'll have our meal, our dinner at night, and then do it all over the next day.
Now, I got a little quote from some guy you might know. could be your dad. He says, when Chad made his first tackle and I heard his name over the loudspeaker, I got emotional. I was happy for Chad. He works hard on and off the field. He's a great person, and to see his dedicated efforts result in making plays on the same field I played on and his grandfather played on touches my heart, which leads me into my first question. When I think of the words of, you know, tradition and loyalty, it reminds me of the relationship you have with your dad, grandfather, and Wyoming. With them both going to Wyoming, what has this meant for you to follow in their footsteps, and for you and your family's legacy at Wyoming?
Yeah, it's meant a lot. I think, you know, growing up, my family and I would always go up to Laramie and, you know, go watch football games. And my dad would show me around, you know, and show us where he used to live. And my grandpa would be up there, show us where he used to live and all that. So it was really cool when I first got to Laramie to kind of experience this type, same type of atmosphere that they were able to experience. And, you know, carrying that tradition to be a third generation type player on the football field and go out there and have success. And I just know that they really enjoyed always being able to come back to Laramie and, you know, relive those type of moments through me. And so it's always been awesome to kind of carry that legacy and carry that tradition that they've instilled in me.
To piggyback off that, I know you decided to play your last game. I mean, that's kind of been like a hot topic subject. What was the decision behind playing your last game?
Yeah, I mean, there was no question about it. If I was going to, you know, sit out in the bowl game or not, you know, going into my last game, you know, I played for Wyoming football. You know, I played for the Wyoming Cowboys and, you know, that was, I committed to that and I committed to my team, committed to the season that I was going to go, you know, play my final game. You know, there's never a question that I was going to say, oh, I'm going to sit out for this bowl game so I can prepare for the Senior Bowl, stuff like that. So, you know, I was always just really committed towards that.
Okay, Chad, next question for me. What is your why when it comes to playing football and pursuing a pro career? You hear a lot of guys, they talk about like family, legacy, just tradition. Just specifically from you, just wanted to know what your why was.
Yeah, you know, specifically, I think that, you know, my why of why I play football is just I truly love it. You know, I love the game of football and I love being able to grind every single day. And, you know, that preparation that kind of goes into football, whether it's in the film room, whether it's on the weight room, whether it's in, you know, practices, drill work, whatever it is, I just, you know, love doing it all and like giving everything that I have towards it. And I think it really comes down to, you know, when I'm out in the field, like going to make one of those big plays or going to, you know, hit that running back flying through the hole or, you know, whatever it is, I just truly love the game of football and, you know, kind of being a leader out there and just, you know, communicating with everyone and just being able to play the game that I love. And I think it's an awesome opportunity to, you know, continue to do this.
Yeah, it shows on the field there, Chad, because like the play recognition, everyone just follows you out on the field, and you can tell that you're like the ball of energy on the field. That when you're high, which you're always high up energy wise on the field, the guys rally towards you. Everyone's always excited, and when we saw you down at the Senior Bowl, like quickly, you guys are only together for a week or so, and people were just rallying around you, and you end up being the leading tackler in the game, and you saw how hype everyone was for you on the field. So it shows your passion just like shows right through your game, and it's awesome to see.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I just love, you know, the run around. And I think the Senior Bowl is cool because it's a bunch of these guys that are top tier athletes and playing football. And, you know, we all were kind of just thrown into it, but we're all going through the same thing. So I think it was cool for us to kind of build on those relationships, and we'll continue, you know, to see each other throughout this whole draft process. So that was really cool in that aspect.
You kind of stole the thunder on my next question, but you know, I talk about your Senior Bowl experience and what was that like going up against some of the nation's best football players. I mean, if there's some specific players, if you want to call out some players that you know thought were tough out there, some of your toughest competitors out there, we'd love to hear it.
Yeah, you know, I think going throughout the week, you know, going into it, I wasn't sure what to expect. I wasn't sure, you know, it's the nation's best players. And, you know, with the Mountain West, you're not always seeing a team that's full of the best players per se. And so I think it was a big test just to myself to kind of prove myself that I can go play with anyone that's on the field and go still do what I was doing in college. And so in that aspect, I was really thankful for that. And I think that with the Senior Bowl experience, it was cool because we were able to talk with every single one of the NFL teams in our interviews and kind of get some of that stuff out of the way leading into the combine. And, you know, some of the players out there, you know, I mean, we had a lot of guys from my agency that kind of came out there. And so, like, Grant Calcaterra and, you know, Troy Anderson, another linebacker that I was playing with, and Sam Howell's out there as well. And so I think it was cool to play against some of those guys and kind of compete with those guys, just because, you know, they're great players. They're great players in college. And, you know, Malik Willis, when he had, was running all over the field, was cool to see, and kind of had to compete against him. So, you know, there's definitely playmakers out there, and, you know, it was good to go against all of them.
Now we have a quick question from the chat here. Mike says, do you prefer playing in a 3-4 or 4-3?
Yeah, I think in my college, we played a 4-3. That was our primarily defense. So naturally, I'm going to say that I'm more comfortable playing in a 4-3. But, you know, I feel comfortable if I needed to transition to a 3-4, I could do that easily. I just need to, you know, study the installs and whatnot. But I'd say just because of my college experience, I've played more of a 4-3, but could do either.
Awesome. So, Chad, what does it mean to you seeing Wyoming players like Josh Allen and Logan Wilson succeed at a high level in the NFL?
It's awesome. You know, those are two people that I enjoy watching the most and seeing their success. And I think with Logan, you know, you're able to see it this past Sunday of him flying around making plays. And, you know, he had that PI call late in the game. And it's controversial.
Ticky-tack, man.
Yeah, a little – I mean, they called it. But I was really happy for him in the season that he had, you know. I was texting him throughout the weeks, and, you know, he had a phenomenal season, phenomenal game this past week. And then, you know, with Josh, it's awesome to see the success he had. It was unfortunate when they were playing the Chiefs and, you know, the type of game that he was having for it to end. But, you know, it's awesome to see success from former Wyoming players.
That was one of the best playoff games I've seen in a long time, man. It's kind of crazy. I was like, wow.
You know? Yeah, no, it was crazy by both teams, and that was a crazy game. I loved watching it, and a little heartbroken because I was really rooting for Josh in the end when they couldn't finish the game off.
Now, as a player with type 1 diabetes, talk about what players like Mark Andrews and Jay Cutler have meant for your football career.
Yeah, you know, it's been huge. When I was first diagnosed, I was 13 years old, and, you know, it was always a dream of mine to go play college football and go do all these different things. And when I was first diagnosed, I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to do all that. And so my first thing I searched on the web was NFL players with type 1 diabetes. And so when I searched that, you know, I think at the time it was Jay Cutler was the big one. And, you know, I'm originally from Denver, Colorado, so I was a big Broncos fan. That's when he was with the Broncos. So it was really cool to see that, you know, a player with type 1 diabetes was in the NFL. And, you know, when I kind of went through my college career, that's when Mark Andrews has been doing, you know, really good on the field and been able to handle his diabetes. And so I think it's one of those things that it's awesome to see that people with type 1 diabetes can be an inspiration to younger people. And I think that's kind of been something that I've been able to do a little bit to, you know, younger athletes, where I can go to these camps and talk to these kids with diabetes and, you know, really explain how I manage it and how I do it. But I think those people are huge inspirations.
You know, Patrick Peterson also has diabetes. I didn't, you know.
Yeah, no, yeah, there's a probably like a handful of guys with diabetes that are playing and doing well. It's always cool to kind of see those guys have that type of success.
All right, Chad, as the quarterback of the defense, what does the word leader mean to you? And what do you do to make sure that you, yourself, and your teammates are in the best position to succeed?
Yeah, I think that means a lot. You know, a leader, there's a lot behind it that kind of, you know, really demonstrates what a leader should be and what they could be. And I think that to be a great leader, you have to be the leader that's both, you know, really diligent in everything that you're doing and responsible on and off the field. You know, you have to be the hardest worker, where guys on your team are looking at you and thinking, okay, you know, that if that's our leader and he's the best player and he's working this hard, all right, I need to step up my game and go do that. Or, you know, whether it's through communication and, you know, maybe it's off field issues where someone's not following the team morals, you know, and you kind of have to grab them aside and go talk to them and confront them about those things. I think there's different roles that a leader can play, but you know, I think it's just kind of being that hardest worker and someone that, you know, puts effort towards everything that he's doing and can really communicate. And, you know, to have that success on the field and being the quarterback of the defense, you know, I have to know what everyone around me is doing. I have to know what the D line is doing. I have to know what the coverage behind me, what the DBs are doing. And you know, in our system in college, I had to communicate that all with, you know, the upfront, communicate the coverage with the DBs and make sure everyone's on the same page so we could have that success.
Yeah, it's apparent that you were the hardest working, hardest studying guy, because there's never a time that you're not in the right position to make the play. And it shows, as you were the leading tackler in total tackles and solo tacklers in the entire nation with college football, it shows that you can finish as well too. But there's very rare times that you're not in position to make plays. And your play diagnosis, I think it's first to none. I think that you are the guy that shows, like a Luke Kuechly, that the guy that is just the complete quarterback of the defense. And that's why I put that in the question, because a lot of Eagles fans are worried about quarterback on offense. I mean, I think we need a quarterback on defense. And I could just see you being like the guy staying there midnight green in Lincoln Financial Field. So it's really exciting to hear your perspective and how much leadership means to you as well.
Yeah. You know, I think that's been huge and I really appreciate it, but no, definitely. You definitely need a quarterback on the defense to, you know, communicate everything with everyone and, you know, be that type of green dot dude that can play on all downs and really, you know, get the defense going.
Now, our defensive coordinator, Jonathan Gannon, he lives by the HITS principle. I don't know if you heard it. Hustle, intensity, takeaways, and playing smart. Just looking at your game and thinking about his philosophy, I'm like, to me, you're the definition of that. Like, there's on a lot of plays, you're like, the play is going on, like, here comes Chad from the backside. Like, what are you doing? Causing turnovers. So the play is not over with you. So I like the fact that you play smart as well. Just like Chris alluded to it, you're always in the right position, and you're always making plays, man. And now your stock has risen, and now I don't think our Eagles are going to be able to grab you, because I'm just kidding. But I'm afraid that, you know, your stock has risen so much that I don't know if we, you know, the Eagles don't like to draft linebackers in the first round,
right?
So that's the whole theory with the Eagles. Then you're like, the second round could Moomin be there? But with how you've been playing and how your draft stock has been rising, who knows, man?
Yeah, you know, I'm excited for the coming months, and I appreciate all those nice things. But you know, for that HITS mentality, I think, you know, I'm always running around being physical, going and doing those things. And I think that my film kind of just shows it, that, you know, never to give up on a play. If someone's running down the field, you're chasing them down, because you never know what could happen. He could stumble a little bit, you go make that play. Whatever it is, and I think it kind of shows with, you know, leading the nation in tackles, just about how, you know, physical and how, you know, hardworking I really was out in the field.
So this is the question that all the Eagles fans want to know. And that's our GM, Howie Roseman. You probably saw him on the field stalking some quarterbacks. But have you talked to anyone from the Philadelphia Eagles? And would you like to play here?
Yeah, no, I talked with a couple scouts when we were kind of going through our whole interview process. We met with all the 32 teams. And so when I sat down with the Philadelphia Eagles, I had a great conversation with those guys. And I really enjoyed what we had to talk about, talk some football, talked about my life a little bit. And, you know, I'd be honored to play for, you know, the Eagles or play for any team, honestly. But Eagles would be cool. You know, I have my guy, Marcus Epps there, safety, who's also from Wyoming. And so that'd be really cool and a cool experience. But I've never actually been out to Philly ever, but it'd be a really cool experience. And, you know, I'd love to play anywhere and love to play.
First cheesesteak and first beer on us if you get drafted here. And even if you're visiting, I'll hit you up and we got you on a beer and a cheesesteak the first time.
Okay, I'll hold you to that.
Yep.
Now we're going to throw you a little curveball. You know, if you were able to have dinner with five folks, alive or dead, who would those people be?
Five people, like anyone.
Anyone, alive or dead.
Alive or dead, man, that is a tough question. I think,
you got a big family, so if you leave someone out, you know,
right. I think, you know, okay, I think for family stance, you could pick someone. I mean, maybe like my great great grandfather, you know, one of those people that came over to America back in the day, you know, kind of hear their story, hear their conversations, kind of talk about what the family's been doing, where that's been going. I think, you know, influential people that you could talk to, maybe like Elon Musk type, someone that's had like that technology side. I was mechanical engineering in college. Okay. So I'm always kind of interested in, you know, that type of stuff.
So we got Elon, we got great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather.
Yeah, one of those.
Okay.
I think you gotta pick someone in you know, the football world. You know, I've never had a conversation with Luke Kuechly, but I think that would be, you know, great to have him there, you know, as someone that I kinda enjoyed watching growing up.
Got two more, man.
Two more positions. We'll go with Eleanor Roosevelt. I think that would be a good one. Throw a little curveball in there.
It's a little history.
You know, she's been a huge part of U.S. history. And then, man, one more. We'll throw a movie star in there. We'll go with, like, Tom Cruise.
Okay.
I enjoy some of his movies. We'll go with that.
Big action flick guy. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, so, Chad, final question from me. I love Who were some of your college and pro players you looked up to when you were growing up, and who would you love to play with in the NFL today?
Okay, yeah. You know, growing up, I was a big Broncos fan just because I was from Denver. And so I used to watch guys like Eddie Royal, Champ Bailey.
Eddie Royal was.
I was always a big fan of Von Miller. And
PPR machine, Eddie Royal was.
Yeah, no, he was fun to watch. And then Luke Kuechly for a linebacker, I always enjoyed watching him. And, you know, I still kind of pull up clips from YouTube of when he was playing, even when he was playing against the Broncos and doing all that. And then for today-wise, you know, there's so many good players out there. I think that any team that you go to, it'd be cool to play with them. I think throwing it back to – you know, those Wyoming connections would be fun too. Maybe play along with some of those guys. I mean, the list could just go on with everyone that's, you know, involved.
Nice. Now going to a couple, we're going to go look at a couple clips here that we kind of found on the interwebs that kind of like explain to Eagle fans who we think you are. And, you know, just the tape speaks for itself, man. I mean, talk us through some of these plays here.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Yeah, so I'm just kind of coming around. I'm seeing the split zone action by the tight end coming back, and kind of, you know, the pulling G counterfeits going back into it and not getting too alarmed by all the action going across. Right here, just tracking them, running across the field. Nothing too crazy about that next clip.
I'm just going to go back to the second clip one more time.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, right here. First, I mean, clip, you can see the splits of, you know, the guys running around. That's Air Force that we're playing. So it's the little different type of option, offense and going against them, the option. That was always a different type of game to play. So on that clip, we have these different keys that we're really tuned into. And so with that, I think we had a play in where the outside linebacker would go hit the quarterback, and I'd be over top taking that pitch, man.
Yeah, because just to add on top of that, like watching that, like the reading and diagnosis of those plays, like it's incredible. Because when you go against a team like that, like people don't realize, like one of the hardest tackles to make in college or just football in general, it's right here on the first play. Like if you're not hitting that guy, obviously you trust your safety behind you. That being said, it's just like, that's an open field tackle. There's a cutback. The guy could just try to run right into you. The guy could try to bounce it. And you trust your hips and you just like fire them and get them down to the ground. And it's an incredible play right there.
Yeah. I think it's all about the leverage that you kind of take into it. And just keeping your leverage and kind of pressing them on that banana peel type of tackle where you're just able to ensure and make sure that you don't get cut back on.
I like your patience. And it's nice to see a linebacker who's not wasting any steps out there, because one false step and it's
100%.
You know what I mean? So yeah. I like to see that patience. Chris, your next clip.
next clip.
Oh, yeah. So right, that was, here, this is the first game. And so in practice, I'm always practicing jumping, getting up, and I've always been super close in practice. And I knew that one of these times, that in game or whatever it is, I'm gonna get up there and I'm gonna tip it, and so, or hit it at least, and make him force a miss. And so, I got up here, was able to kind of react when I saw the ball in the air, and hit it to make him miss the field goal.
I know they had those NIL deals. I'm thinking, like, maybe we could have got like a deal from Nike, Air Muma. Could we?
Yeah, Air Muma. Yeah, that'd be a little good one.
I like that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think anyone should be worried about your vertical at the combine, because that looked right. Kind of looked like Joel Embiid up there blocking shots.
Oh, yeah. You know, I could get out there on the basketball court, dunk a little bit here and there.
Okay. This next play, I mean, people want to see coverage from linebackers too, because you have all these tight ends like the Kittles, the Kelseys, the Wallers, and I mean, you're everywhere. And this play right here just shows the play recognition, your hands, and just like the natural ability that you have right here.
Yeah. So on this play, it was a little, I was kind of getting into my fitness, a little RPO type of play where my responsibility was that D gap. And so coming across, I'm going in to really lever that play if they hand the ball off to the running back. And, when I got on the edge, I saw that the quarterback had pulled the ball for the RPO option, the pass option, and just kind of reacted to the ball, caught it, and just took off and made sure no one was going to catch me on that.
Now I'm throwing you another curveball. You ready for this one?
I'm ready for this one.
This is a nice play you made right here. Just kidding. That is Logan. Oh. Logan Wilson, yeah, on the play. Logan. Very identical to another play right here, my friend.
Yep. Similar type play. I know
what you're talking about. Hey, but you can brag that you took it to the house.
I can brag. I made sure that no one's gonna catch me there either. Yeah, that's kind of cool. I didn't realize that was kind of similar play. I remember the play that Logan had. Yeah, that's pretty cool. But I made sure that I wasn't going to get caught. Logan kind of got caught right there a little bit. I'll have to kind of show him that later, dog on him a little bit.
But, it was like I was watching tape, and then I saw those plays come up, and I'm like, yo, I know I've seen this somewhere else. And then I was like, let me go back to some Logan Wilson. And I'm like, God, that's like the same exact play.
Yeah. I learned a lot through him in college. You know, he's been a great mentor to me. And so maybe that's kind of where I got it from, being able to see him make that play and transition it to my game.
Hey, man, if you can follow him anywhere and follow his footsteps and make some money. I think you made some money at the Senior Bowl, man, like in moving into these next clips here at the Senior Bowl, one-on-ones versus Ruckert from Ohio State. Was that how intense was that with every, you know, just these one-on-ones are like the biggest one-on-one reps you'll ever take in your career. Yeah. Like everyone's just like, you know, pretty much watching intently.
Yeah. I think with one-on-ones, you know, a lot of the times, you know, especially at Wyoming, we never really worked one-on-ones in practice and never really did. So this was kind of my first time ever doing one-on-ones in a practice. You know, in games, you're kind of able to tell what routes they'll run a little bit better, whether it's through your film study or through your recognition of the formations that they have coming out. You can kind of tell, all right, since the running back player here, you know, they're not going to send him to the flat, so they're going to send them, you know, maybe a over the top. So you can kind of get those recognitions in your film study. So it's a little bit, I feel like it's a little bit easier in games to cover some guys.
Right. You know where your help is.
You don't have anybody rushing, so they can't do all these different moves. But those are really important going into Senior Bowl, because that's kind of what everyone likes to watch and see.
Now, you know, obviously the tight end class is pretty deep. There's a lot of guys that could go on day two to three, like all, you know, depending on what your flavor is. I know you don't love the tight ends like we do, but I'm just saying. Out of all the tight ends out there at the Senior Bowl, which one do you think was the craftiest tight end out there?
The craftiest. I think that, you know, going back, I always played against Trey McBride, and so I thought that he did well at the Senior Bowl and was able to make some plays. But I think that also someone that kind of really stood out to me was Cole Turner. He was able to – there's practices and times in practice where he'd run down the field and make a really good passing catch
Converted wide receiver too.
What's that?
He was a converted wide receiver too.
Yeah, no, 100%. Being able to kind of see him move, you know, he was another Mountain West kid, but I only ever really played against him. You know, I think it was my junior year a little bit, played against him for that game, but didn't get to play him this past year. So I thought, no, he really looked good out there as well.
I also heard there's a rumor that you almost went to Colorado State, almost broke your family's heart. Like, I mean, is that true?
No, that's true. That's true. I almost actually did end up at Colorado State, and I was really heavy on going there for a long time. And that would have broke my dad and my grandfather's heart. But they're always supportive about, you know, going to the place that best fit me. But
yeah,
that's definitely a rival game right there every single year. And, you know, I'm glad that I made that choice to go to Wyoming and Laramie in the end.
Now we have one last curveball for you. I don't know if you're ready. You know, I heard, you know, a lot of people out there like waiting for, you know, a Kendrick Lamar album to drop, Drake or something, but I heard that you had an album that was dropping. You know that?
No, did not. Great, there you go.
Yeah. Great Balls of Fire. You know where I'm going with this?
I know exactly where.
So kind, want to tell this world that you're mine, 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 yes! I chew my nails and I twiddle my thumbs. I'm real nervous, baby, but sure it's fun. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Piano solo. Gracious, great balls of fire.
There we go.
Hey man, yeah. talk about stock up, man.
Like, yeah.
Who knew you could play the piano like that?
Yeah, I know.
Talk about that.
It's always been something that I enjoy doing kind of in my free time. And that was a clip from high school. It was like this little you could call it a pageant for guys, but we called it Mr. Titan. But that was a little something that I did. You know, I'm not obviously not the best singer. I can play the piano a little bit here and there, but that's just something a little fun to do that I did back in high school. And that's funny that you brought that up. But yeah, growing up, just kind of learned from YouTube. I'd watch some YouTube videos and play the piano a little bit. That's kind of where I got that from.
That's hilarious. I was like, I don't know where I am on the interwebs, what time it is. I can't believe I just found this. This is amazing. But before we get out of here, like if you were to speak to Philadelphia Eagles Nation and the Philadelphia Eagles, tell them who Chad Muma is and why you should be drafted by the Eagles.
Yeah. You know, Chad Muma's, you know, one of the hardest working guys, and he's, you know, one of those guys that can be a green dot type of player, you know, for the Eagles and be out there and be a leader and be one of those guys that can go make those plays and go, you know, really influence the defense to, you know, have that energy and play at a high level. And, you know, I think, you know, personally, I think that, you know, I'm the best linebacker in this class and that, you know, I can really showcase my skills, you know, and I think that, you know, whoever picks me up and if it's the Eagle Nation, I know that there's going to be tons of support behind it. And you know, it's been awesome to kind of give my story and talk to you guys today about everything.
Yeah, Chris.
Yeah, Chad. I can't thank you enough, man. We want to get you out of here and back in the sun because we got to deal with this. But we see the palm trees and trees in the back. And
right.
We know you're training hard for the combine.
Nice little day today.
Yeah, but can't thank you enough for coming on. So impressive on and off the field. And whoever, we hope we land you, but wherever you go, we're wishing you nothing but the best. We know that you're going to have a long, successful NFL career. And best luck in the combine and everything else in life, man. Thanks again for coming on.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, to follow Chris, man, we just want to thank you for coming on. At the end of the day, it's really about plugging you guys and what you guys do. It was an honor for us to go down and see you to. I'd be lying if I didn't drive 16 hours from Philly to come see our prospects. Because me and Chris have our guys, and you are on our list. And just to see you out there competing and then having a great Senior Bowl. It was great to see. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's all, you know, best wishes if you're not an Eagle. But, hey, man, we love having you on today.
Thank you. No, I appreciate you guys a ton. This has been an awesome little time. And I love the curveballs that you're throwing at me. Those were awesome.
Shout out to your mom for posting that, by the way.
Yeah, no, shout out to my mom for actually coming and watching me and enjoying that. But no, thank you guys so much. This has been awesome. And, you know, everything, you know, I wish you guys best of luck moving forward with everything. And, you know, thank you so much again.
All right. Thanks for stopping by. I'm Gale Saunders. That's Chris Malley. And that is Chad Muma, linebacker from Wyoming. And we will see you guys in the next one. Fly, Eagles, fly.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.